Go to the book of Luke, chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章。
And I'd like to invite the English readers first, verses 9 through 13, and then the Chinese readers, please.
我们读第九节到第十三节。我们先用英文读，然后再用中文读。
Okay, Luke 11, verse 9, and following to 13 for the English. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you.
Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Now suppose one of you fathers is asking by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of fish, will he? Or if he is asking for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
好，现在我们用中文读，路加福音十一章第九节到第十三节，好，开始。我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Good.
请坐。
Brothers and sisters, last time I was here, I preached on Dr. Luke, who wrote his Gospel of Luke and also the Book of Acts.
上次我在这讲到的时候，我讲到是路加医生。路加医生是写路加福音和使徒行传的那一位。
We learn that there are three great themes in Luke's gospel.
我们学习到在路加的福音当中有三个主要的信息。
The first one was the danger of money and riches.
第一个就是说金钱和富有的危险。
And we learned,as it says in 1 Timothy 6:10, that it is the love of money that is at the root of all kinds of evil.
我们在提摩太前书六章十节中学到是贪爱钱财是一切的邪恶的开始。
It says that craving money, loving money, will lead to a progressively harder heart.
就是因为是贪爱钱财，就会慢慢慢慢使你成为一个有坚硬的心。
And it says the love of money, craving it, will lead towards wandering from the faith.
就是贪爱钱财，才使我们慢慢慢慢的离开我们的信仰。
And piercing your lives, your mental ability with great pain.
刺穿我们的所有的生命，就是有很大很大的痛苦。
And then we learn that God's heart is for the poor and the needy and the lost.
然后我们学习到神的心是为着那些贫穷的、有需要的和有失丧的人。
And when he sees the poor and the needy and the lost, his heart throbs for them and wants to reach them.
当他看到那些有需要的、有失丧的人的时候，他的心就跟他们在一起。
And then that third great theme is the Holy Spirit.
第三个主题就是圣灵。
And you know, as you go into the book of Acts, you will see not only the Acts of the Apostles.
我们看到在使徒行传中，我们不仅看到是使徒们的那些行为，
But you will see the acts of the Holy Spirit.
我们也看到圣灵的工作。
Don't be afraid of the Holy Spirit.
请不要惧怕圣灵。
He is God's gift to his body of Christ.
是他神给我们的基督的身体的一个礼物。
To fortify us and make us strong.
使我们更坚强。
And so as Christ's followers, those of us who are here, we want to keep studying the Word of God.
作为神的追随者，我们要继续要学习神的话语。
And when we study and when we learn,
当我们学习的当中,
it is not for information transfer.
不是把那个信息转换过来。
We're not reading the Bible to get the right answers on our exams.
我们学习圣经并不是要我们要准备好我们考试的题目。
This is a book that is alive with the Holy Spirit's ability to give us power and insight.
这是一本书就是由圣灵在活生生的在这个书里面。
And the people who criticize the Bible, if you ask them carefully, usually haven't read it all.
往往的批评圣经的那些人往往他们都没有完全读完这个圣经。
To get the most benefits from reading the Bible,
你要在圣经当中得到最大的益处的时候，
We have to watch how to link them together in the right order.
我们要学习怎么样来再把神经的经文有次序的很好的串联起来。
My 30-year-old pastor calls it chunking.
我们30岁的那个牧师是叫他是木块一样的鸡块。
Not chunking, chunking.
就一块一块的接起来。
Not the Chinese city, but putting things together in proper order.
不是一个中国的城的名字，而是把一块一块的这个圣经的接搭起来。
Chunking or connecting the passages.
就是把它们一个一个都拼在一起。
If you Google it, you probably won't find it, but chunking is a word that means putting things together.
对，chunking 就是这个词的意思，就是把东西放就是接在一起。
And brothers and sisters, when you read the Bible, you have to look for the big context. What's the background here?
当你读圣经的时候，你要知道的大的背景，这个背景是什么？
Be careful of taking some verses and pulling them out of context and making them say what you want them to say. Be careful.
你要小心，你不是把这圣经的经文拿出来，然后你把让它变成你所要想的意思。
So, a text without a context, without the bigger background, is a pretext.
一段就是说，没有关照上下文来引用的经文就是断章取义。
So if I just pull some verses, I'm going to lead you off because you don't have the full context. You need to check me and check to see what's he reading in a fuller context.
有的时候你就是把其中一段经文拿出来把另外的经文就没有说你所以你要把这个整个的圣经读了以后你才能知道他在到底是在说什么。
So it is possible for even Christians if they don't put the word in the right context, it is possible for Christians to not get this accurate.
即使是基督徒的话，如果你把圣经拿出来，不是与上下文相连的时候，你有危险，就是你理解的可能理解错了。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to show you a couple of pictures, okay?
弟兄姐妹，我要给你们看一些图片。
And here are part of my gutters on my home.
这是我的这个家里的雨水槽的一些图片。
Okay, now.It doesn't take you long to see there's a lot of leaves and dirt and debris in my gutters.
你能看到不用很长时间你能看到就有很多的树叶有很多的垃圾和碎片等等。
Okay, and we look at the next picture.
我们看下一张。
Okay, and you can see it's a long set of gutters and there's more stuff in my gutters.
你能看见这个雨水槽是很长，你能看到这里面有很多很多的乱七八糟的东西在里面。
And so you could say, Brother Andrews, you need to clean your gutters.
你会说安德烈弟兄，你应该要清理你的雨水槽了。
Now, I know that.
我知道这个事情。
And I know if I don't clean my gutters, the water is going to come in and it's going to back up in through the holes and it's going to get into my house, the roof, the sides. It's going to ruin my house.
我知道这个事情，如果是我不清理的话，这雨水就是会进入到这个挡板，然后是到墙，然后是墙基。
Okay, now, true story.
真实的故事。
I was up on my roof, sitting down, cleaning my roof and getting to my gutters.
我是正在屋顶上坐在那儿正在清理那个雨水槽。
And so I was cleaning my gutters and I had my hose of water and I was reaching down to shoot the water in my gutters and move the debris. Okay?
对，我在清理的雨水槽就是用那个水龙头，然后要冲，把那个里面的那个脏物都冲走。
So I'm sitting down and the water goes off.
我正在坐在那要清理的时候，突然水没了。
So rather than go down the ladder, I saw my wife working down below.
不是说我在爬到楼下面去我看见下面我太太正在那边工作。
We've been married 50 years now.
我们现在已经有50年的结婚了。
So I called her, I said, please turn the water on.
所以我喊着她说请你把水打开好吗
?Or check the water.
或者是至少要检查一下是不是有问题。
To my surprise, my wife said, no, I am not turning the water on.
让我惊奇的是我太太说不我不会把它打开的。
I asked you not to go up on the roof.
我让你不要再到屋顶上去。
I said it's too dangerous for you to be on the roof.
我跟你说这你到了屋顶上是太危险了。
I said I don't want you to fall off and get hurt.
我跟你说我不让你掉下来让你受伤了。
So I turned the water off.
所以我把水给关掉了。
And I'm not turning it on again.
我再也不会把它打开的。
Please hire a gongren, hire a worker to come and clean the moss and the gutters.
请你就是雇一个工人来清理那个雨水槽和你的那个清潭。
My wife never talks to me like that. Hardly ever.
我的太太从来没有这样的对我这样说话过。
She says, I don't want you ever to go back on the roof. Do you hear me?
我再也不要让你再到屋顶上了。你听见了没有？
Now, my wife loves me and doesn't want me to fall off the roof. I'm glad.
我太太爱我，不要让我再从那个屋顶上掉下来。我知道。
We had a senior citizen friend.Who climbed up in his ladder in his fruit tree, and he fell out of the tree and died, broke his neck.
我们有一个年长的朋友，他是跑到那个果树上去摘果子，结果他从果树上掉下来。
My wife remembers that.
我太太记得这一个事情。
Now, I must confess, I secretly.Thought about going back on the roof.
我一定要坦白，就是说我曾经想过，就是秘密的，就是再到屋顶上去。
When she goes, maybe 买东西。When she goes to buy stuff.
当我太太不在的时候，再去买东西的时候。
I could go up quickly.
我可能再偷偷的跑到屋顶上去。
Sit down and clean.
然后是坐在那再清理。
Well, if she comes home and finds me on the ground.
如果他回来以后看见我在这地区拐的在地上的时候
She knows I lied to her
他知道我对他说谎话了
And she knows I was stupid
他知道我是非常愚蠢的
So I'm not going to go up there
所以我在不会再上屋顶去
So I called two gutter companies
所以我打电话叫了两个清理那个雨水槽的那个公司来
Come give me some bids.
给我一些估价。
So, they went up, took pictures.
所以他们上楼顶就照了一些相片。
And they gave me what they could do.
他告诉我他应该怎么做些什么事情。
The gutters were pulling away from the house already because it was sagging.
因为这个雨水槽是在往外 推出去了，然后是而且是由弯弯曲曲的凹凹曲曲了。
They showed me their products looked good.
他们告诉我他们的产品，看起来很好。
They gave me a good price.
他们给我很公道的价格。
I know you were going to ask 多少钱。I know you're thinking how much.、
我知道你一定在想这个价钱是多少，到底是多少钱。
That's the question when we first got to mainland China in 1982.、
这个是我们到了中国1982年到中国的问的第一个问题，到底是多少价钱。
Here's the white girl trying to buy. They say, what? They wanted to, how much did you pay for that?
这第一个问的就是说你要付多少钱，就是在外国人第一次到中国的时候，就是你愿意付多少钱。
Everybody asked us that.
每个人都这样问，就是卖东西的人，你要愿意付多少钱。
So I know something about Chinese people.
我知道一些中国人在想什么。
And don't forget I have 4% Chinese blood.
你知道我也有 4% 的中国血统。
They want to know how much it will cost.
他们要知道到底需要花多少钱。
Because 中国人 are very practical.
中国人是非常实际的。
Usually.
有时就是一般来说。
So when they said to me, this product, if we do the job, we will give you a guarantee.
他们告诉我，如果我们做这样的那个工作的话，他会给我们一个保障。
Listen to this generous guarantee.
请你听一下这个非常慷慨的那个保障。
In writing.
在用文字的写下来的。
In writing, not just words.
不光是口头的，而是真是文字的书写的。
If you take our offer.
如果你接受我们的那个条件的话。
We will give you a lifetime guarantee.
我们会给你永久的保障。
We will come and fix any part that breaks.
我们会维修任何的有问题的。
So I was thinking, oh, how about? Good, good. And then they said.
然后他们说。
And even we will transfer that guarantee to the next owner.
这个永久保障，而且可以转到下一个物主的那里去。
Whoever buys your home later,
不管是谁从你我这里再买了房子的话
，will move the contract over to their lifetime.
这个合同可以转到下一个物主。
See, some of you are going.
我们看见有的人说，对，这个是很好。
Ka-ching, sell, do it right now.
所以马上就应该接受。
And so we got the price.
所以我们
we went ahead.And they have done the work quickly.
所以我们看了价钱，我们就接受了。
You see the new gutters?
你看见这新的雨水槽吗
？It's enclosed that the leaves can't get in there.
这个是封闭的，所以是这个叶子是进不去的。
And so now I can sleep better.
所以我现在可以好好的睡觉。
I still want to go up on the roof though.
我有的时候还是想要上到屋顶上去。
But my wife has wisely forbidden me.
我的妻子是完全的禁止我再到屋顶上去了。
Now, what is the relationship between gutters and our prayer life?
这个雨水槽跟我们的祷告的生活生命有什么关系呢
？If you look at Luke 11 again, verses 1 through 4,
如果你看路加福音的第一章第十一章第一节到第四节的话。
Just look at this because you are familiar with it.
就看一下，就我们都很熟悉的这一段经文。
One of Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them to pray.
一个基督的门徒要他教导他们怎么样来祷告。
So he begins to teach them how to pray.
所以他开始就教导他们怎么来祷告。
In some ways, he's teaching them how to keep their prayer life. Strong and healthy.
某种意义上说，就是教导他们怎么样能够让他们祷告的生命坚强，而且健康的。
If we neglect our prayer life,
如果我们忽视我们的祷告的生命的话
，and don't take care of our prayer lives,
不来看好我们祷告的生命的话
，like my old gutters,
就像我们的旧的雨水槽一样。
Our prayer lives may begin to rot and decay and become ineffective.
我们的祷告的生命可能就会腐烂、腐蚀，或者是变成没有效果。
So when you look at the first four verses, you know this prayer. It's the Lord's Prayer.
你看一下这个这四节经文的话，你知道这就是主道文。
And you'll notice when he teaches us how to pray, he starts here with God first.
我们知道他在教导我们怎么样祷告，因为他首先开始的就是神开始。
He doesn't start with his needs and his wants and his complaints or his pleas. He starts with God first.
所以他并没有开始于他自己或者是自己的需要、自己的问题或者自己的抱怨，而是他先从神开始。
Remember, God always makes the first move.
记得神永远是第一个开始动做工的。
Genesis 1:1 declares, "In the beginning, God created."
创世纪一章一节就是说，起初神创造天地。
So when we pray, not if we pray, when we pray, we always start with God. We should start with God the Father first.
所以当我们祷告，而不是说什么时候我们祷告，是当我们祷告的时候，我们总是要从神先开始。
If we start with him, he helps us with our mind get the right order of things.
如果我们从他开始的话，他是让我们的思想有一个有个好的状态。
And he starts by praising God first.
我们如果是先赞美神的话。
And then he selects the best words.
然后我们看到他选择了最好的话语。
In this model prayer,They are short and powerful.
在这一个就是示范的那个祷告的当中，它是有简短，但是又是非常有能力的。
And Jesus teaches us as he does in other parts of the Bible.
耶稣基督在别的地方的也教导过我们。
If we pray for show.
如果我们是祷告是为了让人看的。
If we pray to impress other listeners.
如果是我们祷告是为了使人别人得看感到很深刻的印象的。
And every one of us has done that.
我们每个人在中间都可能都做过这个事。
He teaches us if we do that, we will not please him.
他教导我们如果我们这样做的话就不会让神的心意满足。
We pray to him, we praise him, and as our words are true and honest,Others listening will learn if they're listening.
我们就是向神祷告是真实的祷告，我们不要看到别人是怎么样来反应的。
If you count the words, there's probably somewhere between 36 and 39. That's all.
你如果是数一下的话，这个主导文大概是36到39个词。
He covers everything he wants to cover in a short period of words.
他把所有的都已经覆盖了，就是这么很简短的一个祷告。
So he teaches that effective prayer can be brief.
他教导我们就是有效可以是很简短的。
Now I heard this morning some prayers where the heart of the person was full.
我听到今天早晨的祷告，我们看到这个整个的祷告的人的身心的那个感受。
And when the heart's full, then of course the words will flow.
当你的心里面是充满的话，你就是有话就是会流露出来。
So short or long, this one Jesus teaches short.
不管是长还是短，这个就是耶稣基督在这里教导的是要简短。
Yep. And incidentally, I try to set my clock so I know that my message doesn't go too long.
我就是把我的表都看好了，然后我的信息最好不要太长。
Then in Luke 5 through 10, this is the chunking, or this is putting it together.
然后是在第五节到第十节，这是。
You know this. He teaches us to be persistent.
他教导我们要持之以恒。
Keep on praying.
不断的祷告。
And we'll read that a little bit more. So,
我们再继续看看。
Now, brothers and sisters, when you look at the Lord's Prayer,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们看主道文的话，
and you study the words,
你学习他的话语的时候，
and we copy the words,
我们在复述他的话语的时候，
that's partly how we learn to pray. We copy the best words, but we copy and then we let the Holy Spirit add or change, right?
我们模仿他，然后再让圣灵再把我们再带到有新的词语。
But as I studied this very familiar prayer,
当我学习这个非常非常熟悉的这个祷告文的时候，
I thought maybe Jesus is also inviting me to study the character of his Father.
可能耶稣基督也是要邀请我来学习神的性情。
Not words, but the character of his Father, who the Father is.
神的品格，不是词，而是他的品格。
So we know in this God is holy.
我们在这里我们看到神是圣洁的。
We know he has the victorious kingdom of light that is coming.
我们知道他的光的这个王国就是也是非常要战胜一切的。
So we know the Father is a victorious kingdom of light God.
是我们的神是光的城光的这个国是战胜一切的。
We know his Father of light is defeating the darkness, the powers of darkness. He's doing this, beating them.
我们知道他的国是战胜那个黑暗的国。
And then we know he is a generous provider of all of our needs.
我们知道他是慷慨的供应者，对我们所有的我们的需要。
Don't forget, the Bible teaches you didn't earn the power. You didn't. It's not your power to earn money.
不要忘记，不是你的能力来能够赚钱
，right? Give us this day, 现在 this day, our daily and the things we really need.
就在今天给我们日常的供应。
And when he does, we see it, we say, well, that's not because I have a fancy degree.
当我们看见的时候，我们往往就想，哦，这不是，是因为我有一个很好的文凭。
That's not because I went to a good school.
因为是我到了一个很好的学校。
That is because I know God is generous to me.
但是我们应该知道，这是因为是神的慷慨。
I have asked him to give me my daily needs.
我求他给我每天的供应。
And we pray that way and we watch.
我们这样祷告，我们也看一下。
And then we learn he is the protector of for us from temptations.
然后是他是就是使我们脱离那个诱惑的。
And so we pray, oh please, don't lead me there. Don't let me go towards that temptation. Don't let me go there.
请你不要带离我那个诱惑的地方。
That temptation is too big. It's going to take me. Don't let me go there. Help me, protect me, please.
因为那个诱惑是太强大了，我请你让我离开这个诱惑。
And then protect me from the evil one. Protect me from evil.
然后是带保护我从那个恶者那里就是带离我的。
So I encourage you as you look over that passage, look for the character of God and the words, because the words and the character should match up.
所以我要求大家在读的时候看一下神的性情或者是个性在这里面
And now brother, we read 11, chapter 11 verses 9 through 13. So we're going to focus on that part as we come down in the message. Okay?
刚才我们读了这个圣经的这个十一章的九节到十三节，我们今天就要重点的讲一下这个九节到十三节的这个经文。
Now, in this passage you get, God is a generous giver of the Holy Spirit. Generous gives the Holy Spirit.
在这段经文我们看到神是慷慨的供应者，就是圣灵，给予圣灵的慷慨供应者。
And he's generous if his people will what?
Ask.
Ask him.
他是慷慨的，如果你求。
Okay, so if you don't ask,
如果你不求的话，
there's a possibility you won't get, right?
很有可能你是真是得不到。
Yeah.If you ask wrong, you may not get, right?
或者是你求错了，可能你也不得没有得到。
If you ask according to the Bible, accurately, he is more likely to grant what you have just asked.
如果正确的按照圣经上面的来求，他很有非常可能他就会回应我们。
How many of you remember that one of the Holy Spirit's jobs is to give spiritual gifts to His people?
大家有没有记得，就是圣灵的工作就是给每个人有圣灵。
When I ask some Christians, "Do you know your spiritual gifts from the Holy Spirit?"
你能知道你的恩赐是什么的话，从圣灵那里。
Their face and their words tell me what the answer is.
他们的表情看起来就是。答案是什么
？Okay, give me, hold your fingers up, please.
大家伸出手指。
Four.
四个手指。
So the gifts of the Spirit are in four, at least four places in the Bible, and the first part is fours. Yes.
有四个四个地方有圣灵的恩赐。
Yeah. So Ephesians 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Is one of the passages.And we won't go there. We won't go there.
以弗所书第四章。
Yeah. And so you have that one four, and then you have 12. You have Romans 12.
然后是有罗马书的第十二章。
And 1 Corinthians 12.
然后是格林多前书的第十二章。
Yeah. So you have two fours, 1 Peter 4, I believe.
然后是有彼得前书的第四章。
So the answer is two fours and two twelves.
这回答是有两个四章，有两个十二章。
And most of the Holy Spirit's gifts are in those two fours and two twelves.
就是有关恩赐的圣灵的恩赐的话，就主要是在这四章就是两个四章和两个十二章里面讲到的。
So you know, if I want to find the gifts of the Spirit.
如果我要看到
yeah.
圣灵的恩赐的话
Two fours, Ephesians 4, 1 Peter 4, the gifts of the Spirit.
以弗所书的第四章和彼得前书的第四章
And two twelves, Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12.
两个十二章就是罗马书的十二章格林多前书的十二章。
And if you look in those four passages, you will find the Holy Spirit's gifts and probably there's others in other parts of the Bible, but those are the main ones. And so in there, brothers and sisters, your bank account, your gift account, if you're a Christian, they're going to describe some of the gifts that the Holy Spirit has either given you or wants to give you.
在那这些四段经文里面，你能看到就是你的圣灵的恩赐，神所给你的就是像你的银行账号一样的，就是给你存在那儿的。
So brothers and sisters, if you are born again, if you're a Christian,
如果是你最再生的基督徒的话
，Has the Holy Spirit given you gifts?
圣灵有没有给你圣灵的恩赐呢
？And I would say to you.If they're probably in your life, but maybe they're not active yet.
可能是在你的生命当中，但是他们还没有活跃的体现出来。
So, what are we supposed to do?
我们应该怎么做呢
？We're supposed to ask him.
我们应该向他求。
Lord, give us the gifts you want to give to us.
给我们这样的恩赐。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
If you've known me for years.Do you think he's given me the gift of teaching?
我要问你一下，你知道我几年了？就是说，
Please、
是不是他给我有教导的恩赐呢
？Please say yes.
请你一定要说是。
Or I need to go home.
或者我就在这回家了。
Yeah. And so that's his choice. Way back when he had given that gift. Now it's up to me to develop that gift.
所以神有一个这个选择，他是不是要给我这个恩赐？所以在很早很早以前给了我这个恩赐，所以我现在就能够在这教导。
And ask him to guide you because
求他来引导你，因为
every gift you receive can be abused.
任何的恩赐都可能是会被滥用。
You can take any good gift and you can ruin it.
你能有很好的恩赐，但是你把它整个的毁坏了。
Or you can take any good gift and ask the Holy Spirit to grow it.
或者是有你很好的恩赐，然后叫圣灵来让他来教导我们怎么样增长。
So if you're really a Christian today,
如果你是真的是基督徒的话
，I will be watching to see the gifts that Christ is, that Holy Spirit is giving you growing and flourishing.
所以我要看到你神所给你的那个恩赐。一天一天的长大，一天一天的繁荣。
And only the Holy Spirit can give the gift correctly.
只有圣灵能够很好的、正确的给你你的属灵的恩赐。
He does not make a mistake.
他不会犯错。
And it protects the body from somebody saying, "Well, I'm a so and so," and the Spirit says, "No, you're not. You're not. You're not." But he protects his gifts, but he gives spiritual gifts to his people.
所以圣灵是也是保护他的恩赐，所以他也把恩赐给正确的给每个人。
I won't go into this now, but brothers and sisters, you know, when you get gifts,
所以弟兄姐妹们，当你得到恩赐的时候
，My wife just gave me a birthday gift.
我太太刚给我一个生日礼物。
She gave me two gifts.
他给我两件礼物。
And they were clothing, okay?
都是有关衣服方面的。
And she very wisely put the receipt in with the gifts.
他很聪明的把那个收据放在这个我们的礼物里面。
What does she know?
他知道什么吗
?We've been married 50 years.
我们已经结婚50年了。
She's trying to guess the right size.
他要想知道的多少大小
？The right color
是不是合适的颜色
？What if I don't like it? You think I want to wear it?
如果是我不喜欢的话，我会穿吗
？Yes, because she gave it to me.
应该是我，因为是她给我的。
She gave me the receipt so I can go back and exchange it.
她给我一个收据，所以我可以去，如果要需要的，我去兑换。
When the Holy Spirit gives us gifts.
当圣灵给这样的那个恩赐的时候
He's not going to give you a receipt.
他不会给你一个去换的那个收据。
If you don't like this, you can exchange it.
你如果不喜欢的话，你也到店里再换回来。
I don't think for one, he doesn't make a mistake. And two, what are you saying to him? I don't think you're a good gift giver.
所以第一他不会犯错误。第二是你会给他说我不喜欢你给我的恩赐。
No, trust him. He knows who to give the gifts to and he knows what he's doing. So trust him.
所以相信我他知道他要给你的恩赐是什么然后你应该信靠他的。
Now brother, you know this. When he gives gifts, one of his checks and balances, the way he protects those gifts is the body then watches the person use the gift and the body says, and they keep seeing a gift that's really, and they'll say, that person, and they can describe what you're using. Yeah.
来检查你那个神给你的恩赐是不是你在用的话，他是用我们的，就是教会的身体。然后让每个人看检查你是不是在很好的利用他给你的恩赐。
So the body watches to affirm the gift. If it's being used right, the body will say, If it's not, the body will help make corrections.
所以就是教会的所有的成员都在看你得到的恩赐，你是不是很好的在利用。如果你用的对的话，那大家都很认同。但是如果用的不对的话，大家就会说，他是不是应该有所改变
？Okay, let me go down to the last part, the last two parts. Okay.
然后我现在要到最后的两个部分。
When we come to Luke 9-13, we find that God is the generous giver of the Holy Spirit.
我们来到看这个路加福音十一章的第九节到十三节的时候，我们就可以看到神是那个圣灵的慷慨的提供者。
Listen to these two verses, verse 9 and 10. I'll read the Amplified and brother will read the Amplified. Listen to this. So I, Jesus, say to you, ask And keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you.
Okay, 这是增强版的那个圣经, AMP 那个, 它是第九节, 是这么说的, 我又告诉你们, 你们祈求并不断地祈求, 就给你们, 寻找并不断地寻找, 就寻见, 叩门并不断地叩门, 就给你们开门。
Okay. Now, and then verse 10, for everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking receives, and to him knocking persistently, the door will be open.
然后是第十节, 因为凡不断祈求的就得着, 不断寻找的就寻见, 不断叩门的就给他开门。
So, brothers and sisters, those of you who pray, how many of you have found that sometimes you've prayed for a long time and then the answer came?
弟兄姐妹们, 我不知道大家当中有多少人有祷告,有很长很长的祷告, 然后这个神的回应来了。
How many of you found sometimes you've prayed short, it's been correct, and boom, there's the answer?
有没有弟兄姐妹就是你祷告的时候很正确的祷告, 就一下子神就给你回应了。
And how many of you have prayed and you haven't seen the answers yet?
有很多人是不是有祷告了以后再也没有听到回应了?
So the scripture says if you're praying correctly, keep on praying correctly according to your understanding of the Bible.
所以这就是圣经说的,你要祷告,而且不断地按照圣经教导你的怎么样来祷告,不断继续地祷告。
And keep your Bible verses in context.
然后是你的祷告的经文要在上下文是有连贯的时候。
And compare because they should match up.
所以要对比,然后才能有相应的。
Okay, now he gets very practical and he gives two examples, 11, 12, 13. Let me read that and then we'll read it in Chinese. It says verse 11, now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he's asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, read 11 and 12.
Okay. 第11节和第12节, 你们中间做父亲的,谁有儿子求饼, 反给他石头呢? 求鱼,反拿蛇, 当鱼给他呢? 求鸡蛋, 反给他蝎子呢?
Okay, two of them are good foods, right?
两个是很好的食物。
And two of them are not, they're not foods and they're not helpful, they're bad.
两个是根本不是食物,也没有什么任何的帮助的。
So, we know instinctively that a earthly dad wants to give good food, not bad food, right?
所以我们很本能的就知道,我们地上的父亲他会给我们好的食物,不是坏的食物。
You give the kid bad food, you take him to the emergency room.
你给他很坏的食物,你就带他到急救室。
You miss your game or you miss your program.
你就会失去你应该做的事情。
You're angry at the kid.
你就会对孩子非常的恼怒。
Yeah, but you gave the kid the bad food.
但是你给的孩子的坏的食物。
You know you should give your child good things because you're made in God's image.
你知道你应该给孩子好的食物,因为是你按照神的形象所造的。
Okay, verse 13. If me, earthly father and earthly mother, if you are basically evil, meaning you have a sin nature, right?
这个地方就是说,你们,这是我们在地上的父亲,就是。
If you know how to give good gifts,
如果你们能知道要给好的东西给儿女的,
to your children,
给你的儿女的话, okay.
How much more?
是不是有更多更多的?
Can you say that with me? How much more?
有如何之多
Will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. Okay?
对，我们的天父是会把这个圣灵更多更多的给我们。
Even though your earthly fathers make mistakes,
尽管你在地上的父亲会犯错。
They often know how to give good gifts to their children.
他们也通常是能够知道怎么给孩子那好的东西。
How many dads in here have spoiled their children?
这里有多少的父亲是宠坏孩子的。
How many grandfathers in here have spoiled your grandkids?
有多少的祖父祖母是祖父是宠孩子的。
Why do we do that?
为什么我们要这样做呢？
Because we think we want to give them good things, not bad things.
因为我们想我们是要给他们好的东西，不是坏的东西。
And here's the argument. It's called lesser to greater.
这个是一个原则，就是从小到大，就是从小见大，可能是。
Because verses 11 and 12 about earthy is true. It's true generally.
因为是第十一节、十二节，一般来说是对的。
Lesser earthly dads, that's the example. You know how to do this.
我们在地上的父亲真的是就是微小的。
And here it comes. The greater heavenly father knows how to do it abundantly.
伟大的天父那就一定是能够知道怎么样来丰丰富富的提供。
He's generous.
他是非常的慷慨。
He does not make mistakes.
他不会犯错。
Trust him.
请能够信靠他。
And if
相信他。
If you trust him,
如果你相信他，
you find out where the real power is.
你能发现真正的能力在哪里。
And it's not in ourselves.
这不是在我们自己身上。
Amen?
大家是不是认同？
Let me tie this up, okay?
我把这个都连在一起。
When we see God sacrificing his only son,
当我们看到主把他的独生的儿子弃了。
And when we see Jesus willing to give up his life to pay for all sin.
当我们看到耶稣基督顺服的能够来把自己献上。
Jesus is sinless and he is the solution to sin.
他是无罪的，他是罪的这个解决的方案。
Then we see the extraordinary generosity of God.
我们就看到非常非常非常极大的那个慷慨。
How much more has God given us eternal life through sacrificing His willing Son, Jesus?
他给我们的是多的多，就是因为他把耶稣基督献上作为我们的赎罪祭。
And Jesus said, who for the joy that was set before him,
为了那个喜乐，在他面前的喜乐，
took on the cross.
然后是他在上到十字架上。
He didn't say, well, this is a big to-do list.
他没有说是这个是我要做的任务。
He didn't say, well, you put Number one, forgive sins by dying. That's a big to-do list.
他没有说是这个是一个我要做的任务。那第一个就是要在十字架上来死。
Jesus saw that we couldn't save ourselves from our sins.
耶稣看到我们不能自己救我们自己。
Jesus saw that we owed God and we could not pay it.
耶稣看到我们是欠了神的，我们不能来自己来偿还。
So he being generous.Took our bill, took our tuition costs, took our debt, and he paid it.
所以他非常的慷慨，他把我们的债拿来，然后就是付了。
And so what does he want back?
他要我们的是什么呢？
He wants us to love him.
他要我们是爱他。
With everything that we have.
我们把我们一切都献上来。
And all of our stuff.
所有我们拥有的东西。
Love him more than our stuff.
要爱他，比我们所有的东西更深。
And it has to be willing or else it's not good.
一定要是愿意的。
Jesus called the giving of the Holy Spirit the Father's praise.
耶稣说圣灵的降临是父的那个称赞。
This is, the Holy Spirit is the promise from the Father. It's the gift for his children.
这是一个父神的那个一个应许，对我们的儿女的应许。
And so, brothers and sisters, let me wrap this up.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我来做一个总结。
So therefore, we must ask the Father biblically. We have to understand the Word and ask Him according to what we believe we really see in the Word. Ask Him according to the Word.
所以我们要求，就是要按照圣经的真意来求。
Anything you ask in prayer should be found in God's Word, at least the permissibility, if you like. It should,
所以
should be there.
你祷告的东西都应该是根据圣经的基础，都应该在圣经上能够找到。
He is not going to contradict his holy character by letting you ask for things that don't match up with his holiness. Amen?
他不会允许你祈求的东西跟他的品格所相违背的，就像他的圣洁。他不会给你的。
Okay. For example, you don't have to ask God. If you're a Christian and you want to get married,
如果你是基督徒，你要结婚，你想问。
You don't have to ask him if you can marry a non-believer. You don't have to ask him.
你不要问他，你是不是可以跟一个非基督徒结婚。
Why not?
为什么？
Because he's already told you in the Word.
因为他已经在圣经中告诉你了。
Get equally yoked.
所以你。
No, line it up.If that person's not a Christian, hold off.
所以这很清楚，如果这个不是基督徒的话，你就是要往后退一步。
You don't have to ask him for things he said don't do, right?
所以你不要要求他神已经告诉你不应该做的事情。
Lord, is it okay this time, April 15th, for me to kind of change the figures a little bit on my income tax?
这是不是我可以在4月15号我的时候我把那个那个申报税率的时候可以帮我改一下。
You don't have to ask him if you can cheat on your income tax.
你不应该跟神说我要欺骗。
He already said don't steal.
他已经说不要偷窃。
He already said pay Caesar his part.
他已经说给那个该啥应该给的。
Lord, can I have my neighbor's house?
他跟说，我能要我邻居的房子吗？
Don't ask him for your neighbor's house.
所以你不要要求他给你邻居的房子。
He's not going to answer that prayer.
他不会给你回应的。
Don't ask him for your neighbor's wife.
你也不要说我要邻居的妻子。
Don't bother him. That's not, it's there.
请你不要打扰他。
Don't ask him for the stuff they have that you really like when you look across the yard and say, oh, that looks good.
你也不要说我邻居的东西很好，我要向神求。
Don't pray that way because he's not.
所以你不要这样来祈求。
Or
他一定不会给你。
Or if you take it, guess what?
如果你真的去拿了。
He knows where you live.
他知道你住在哪里。
He knows what you did.
他知道你做了什么。
So we're talking about praying biblically.
所以我们讲的是怎么样按照圣经的意思来祷告。
If you pray biblically, which means you're reading the word regularly.
如果你真的按照圣经来祷告，就是表明你每天都在好好的读经的话。
The chances of him giving an answer will line up with what his will is and He'll do it.
所以你的机会得到他的回应的话就会很大很大，他一定会愿意做的。
But don't put him in a corner and make him do it.
你不要把他逼到一个角落里让他做一个事情。
Don't test the Lord.
请你不要来试探神。
Don't negotiate with him so you can get him in a corner, right?
And then 不要跟他讨价还价，就是逼到他一个在这个角落里跟他讨价还价。
Lord, I really need a Jaguar to get to work.
我真的是需要一个 Jaguar 的车要到去工作。
A red one, please, because I'm Chinese.
而且要红的，因为我是中国人。
You can go. I guess you can ask him for that. How about you take the bus or the light rail?
你可以问，但是怎样？你可能坐公交车或者是坐铁路铁火车也可以去上班。
Study the word and get as close as you can, and then ask.
学习神的话语，让我们知道这个神到底去在说什么。
King David,
大卫王
had a great fear.When he committed adultery and he covered it up with murder.
他有很大的惧怕，因为他行淫，然后是用杀害人，然后是杀人来掩盖他的行淫。
Psalm 51:11 is his cry.
是诗篇51:11是他的呼求。
Don't take your Holy Spirit from me.
不要把你的圣灵带离我。
You take your spirit from me, game over.
你如果把圣灵带离我的话，我整个就完了。
You take your spirit from me, I have no guidance.
如果你把圣灵带离的话，我没有任何的引领。
You take your spirit from me, I'm on my own.
如果你把圣灵带走我，就是我在这边独自一人。
You leave me on my own, it's going to be a bad ending.
你如果让我离我自己的话，我就会有很坏的结果。
Don't take your Holy Spirit from me, please.
请你不要把圣灵带离我。
We know that in the Bible, God can and He will forgive any sin.
我们知道在圣经当中，神能够赦免、饶恕我们一切的罪。
Except blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
除了亵渎圣灵的罪。
1 John 5:6.
约翰一书5:6
The Holy Spirit is truth.
因为圣灵就是真理。
If you blaspheme or discredit the Holy Spirit for your lifetime, you will end up with a very hard heart.
所以如果你亵渎圣灵的话，你会就有一个很坚硬的心到时候。
If you fight against the Holy Spirit when he's teaching you, and you keep fighting him and fighting him and fighting him, at the end of your life, you may have a very hard heart, and you will not be able to repent.
如果你一直在跟圣灵交战，不愿意顺服圣灵，那你一直这样交战下去的结果，就是你有一个很坚硬的心。
And so as we close, we say, how much more will God give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
所以我们结束的时候我们要说神给我们的是多么的多，就是把圣灵愿意交给我们。
We know then that God is very generous.
我们知道神是非常的慷慨的。
His grace has no limits.
他的恩典是没有穷尽的。
He is not stingy.
他并不吝啬。
He is not stingy with his grace or his mercy or his love.
他对他的恩典或者是怜悯或者爱是没有任何的吝啬。
He's ready to give more than what is expected.
他非常愿意能把给我们要比我们所期望的更多。
He is lavish.
他是非常的大方。
The Chinese word is lavish.
非常奢侈。
Okay. When you look at the word lavish,
如果你看这个奢侈这个话的话
，It comes from a word which means lots of rain.
这是从一个词语，就是说很多很多的雨。
Rain that's coming down on your roof.
很多很多的雨从你的屋顶上流下来。
Rain that's flowing over your gutters.
这个水整个的就溢出你的雨水槽。
Rain that's making the rivers run high and over their banks. That's lavish.
所以就是雨水就整个的把这个堤岸都淹没了。
And so if your gutters can't contain the waters coming off your roof,
如果你的雨水槽不能够这包含它那个这些雨水下来的时候
，Call me and I'll complain them. No, 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 no. no, 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 no.
给我打电话，我会帮你去清理你的雨水槽。
If your gutters can't wash away the rubbish,
如果你的雨水槽不能冲走那些垃圾的话
，And if your gutters are like your prayer life,
如果你的雨水槽就像你的祷告的生命一样的话
，Then ask the Lord to clean the gutters or replace them.
所以要神来啊清理你的预水槽，或者是整个的就把它换了。
So that your prayers can line up with the prayers that Jesus prays.
所以你能够与啊耶稣基督的祷告相一致。
Repair what is broken.
啊，所以要你修那些已经破碎的。
And pray that God will restore you.
啊，要祷告神会修复啊你。
To healthy living conditions with Him.
有一个非常的健康的生命。
Do not be afraid to come to him.
请不要害怕来到他的面前。
He is very generous.
他是非常的慷慨。
Amen.
Amen.